Listening 107. Listen and read. The First Ferris Wheel.
Millie's eyes opened wide. She and her father were walking into the Great World's Fair of 1893. It was a sunny July morning in the city of Chicago. Millie saw old ships, beautiful statues, and other interesting things from around the world. She even saw a mammoth and a giant octopus. For lunch, Millie's father bought her a hot dog. "Millie, would you like to ride on the Ferris wheel?" her father asked.
"What's a Ferris wheel?" asked Millie.
"My friend George Ferris made it," said her father. "The wheel is 80 meters high. It has 36 cars. Each car carries 60 people up and around in a big circle."
As they walked towards the Ferris wheel, Millie saw that it was huge.
"Did Mr. Ferris really make this?" Millie asked.
"Yes, he did," said her father.
They stood in line to go on the Ferris wheel. Then, a giant car with large glass windows stopped in front of them. The doors opened. The people in the car walked out, and Millie and her father walked in. The enormous wheel started to turn, and then it stopped. "The wheel will stop 6 times so that people can get into the cars," Millie's father said. "Then we will go around without stopping."
"How long does it take to go around?" asked Millie.
9 minutes.
As their car went higher and higher, Millie saw the whole World's Fair below her. She saw thousands of people walking through the fair and looking at all the beautiful things to see. Lake Michigan sparkled in the sun. Millie felt like a bird in the sky. It was the most exciting 9 minutes of her life.